Ohio faces cannabis conundrum, legalized recreationally but banned in the workplace. High dispute, Ohio employees challenge outdated workplace cannabis policies. In Ohio, despite the legalization of recreational marijuana over 3 months ago, a significant divide exists between new state laws and workplace policies. Many employees across local cities, such as Dayton, Beaver Creek, and Kettering, find themselves restricted by zero-tolerance drug policies that extend beyond the workplace, prohibiting the use of cannabis even in their personal time. With recreational cannabis now legal, advocates argue for a modernization of employment policies to reflect current laws and social norms. Paul Armentano, a representative from Normal, an organization championing the responsible use of marijuana, emphasizes the need for fairness in employer practices. Like alcohol, he argues, responsible off-hours cannabis use should not be grounds for workplace penalties unless it directly impacts job performance. Despite this push towards progressive policy reform, many local administrations hold firm to stringent anti-drug stances, citing federal classification of marijuana as a Schedule I controlled substance, a category for drugs deemed to have high abuse potential with no accepted medicinal use. This stance necessitates disciplinary action against employees who consume cannabis, aiming to maintain a safe work environment, say officials from cities like Kettering and Beaver Creek. Yet, not all jurisdictions are as strict. Montgomery County, for instance, adopts a more lenient approach, not monitoring employees' off-the-clock marijuana use, provided it doesn't impair work performance or tarnish the county's image. This disparity showcases a broader debate on cannabis consumption and its place within employment law and personal liberty. Critics of stringent anti-cannabis policies argue that they are outdated, discriminatory relics of the 1980s war on drugs. They also point to evidence suggesting that off-the-job cannabis use does not correlate with increased work injuries, challenging the premise of many workplace bans. On the flip side, some employers voice concerns about marijuana use affecting workplace safety, insurance costs, and liability. As the conversation around cannabis legalization evolves, so too must the dialogue around its place in the workplace. This moment offers an opportunity for re-evaluating policies that respect both the legal rights of employees to partake in recreational cannabis and the legitimate safety and productivity concerns of employers. Ohio stands at a crossroads, and its choices moving forward can set precedents for how the balance between personal freedom and workplace safety is navigated in the era of legalized cannabis.